During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they got a dresser from a secondhand store. Did it come with a little ghost girl?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our number if you want to share your real ghost story with us. If you'd like to listen to the show with no ads, maybe go through the full archive of episodes, which will take literally years, you can do that. Apple Podcasts is where we store all of those on our premium channel. You can even try that out for free, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com to get in on all of the extras that are out there for you. Hey, back to our conversation in just a second. Have you ever tried to break a bad habit and just felt like no matter what you did, It just was not working. It's like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops or running on a very wet and very slippery floor with socks. I do that a lot. That doesn't work out well. Yeah, we've been there. Here's a breath of fresh air for you. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Switching up that strategy. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses, like I said, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you can create that is one you don't have to feel bad about. You're free to enjoy it. Yes. Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. Got to check it out for yourself. The taste, I love it. Very fresh and all different flavors to choose from. Many more than I ever thought possible. And I just like how it feels. Very well weighted, perfectly balanced, extremely good to fidget with. Replaces what you may be used to and that habit you may be trying to break. Plus, Fume's just released a magnetic stand for your Fume. There's no more losing it around the house. I've done that, too. It's built with fidgeting in mind. You can spin your Fume around on it, even. Start off this new year with a good habit by going to tryfume.com/stories and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when you use the code STORIES to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Go to tryfume.com/stories. That's tryfume.com/stories. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program, and let's jump right into our first caller here at 855-853-4802.
Hey, Tony. Hi. My name is Sarah. I've been listening for a long, long time. I think I called in before, but I listened to your most recent podcast today, and it made me think of my story. So first of all, let me start by saying I'm extremely empathic. I'm very intuitive, a little bit psychic-y. I get it from my mom and all that good stuff. My family and I moved into an apartment about 2 years ago, and my daughter, who is 3 years old, we got a dresser for her room from a secondhand store. And about the first week after we got the dresser, my daughter kept talking about this little girl that she would see. And, you know, at first we kind of chalked it up to her imagination being a kid. But then she started coming to me and, you know, telling me the little girl wanted her to play with her, or the little girl woke her up in the middle of the night. And I'd feel kind of an energy in there, but it was like I couldn't place whether it was a good or a bad energy. So, anyway, a few months go by, and she still talks about the little girl. Well, then all of a sudden it became a clown, and she could not sleep in her room at night with it being dark. She would tell me that the clown scared her, and the clown would wake her up at night, and its teeth were scary. And so my first thought is, okay, great. A ghost has tried to befriend my daughter as an innocent little girl at first and is now becoming a scary clown, which I did not like. So one night my daughter comes into my room and tells me she's really scared, and that the clown is scaring her, and asked me if I could turn a light on. Well, I had just gotten some night lights from my mom. So I go and get one of the night lights to plug it into her room. So I go into her room and I plug the night light in on the right side of the dresser. The night light comes on and then it goes off. And there's no switch on this nightlight. And I thought that was weird, so I went to adjust it, and it comes back on, and I go and sit down next to my daughter to comfort her and rub her back, and all of a sudden this nightlight just starts flicking on and off over and over and over again for a good minute. And I'm extremely panicked at this point in time, but I'm trying to be calm for my daughter. There's a really heavy, just creepy feeling energy in the room. And so the nightlight's flickering on and off, on and off, on and off. And finally it stops and it goes out completely. And so I say out loud, I'm like, okay, do you not want the nightlight over there? And I get up off the bed and I go take the nightlight and I go plug it in to a different outlet on the left side of the dresser, and it doesn't come on. And I'm like, okay, do you just not want it by the dresser? And I take the nightlight out and I go across the room to the outlet at the end of my daughter's bed and I plug it in and it comes on just fine. And so I am super creeped out at this point, but still trying to be brave. And I'm sitting with my daughter and I'm comforting her. And all of a sudden I feel chills going up my spine and a hand on my shoulder. I mean, I am just mortified at this point, but I'm trying to keep a straight face for my kid so she doesn't freak out. And we say a prayer and I, you know, tell her that if she ever gets afraid to say a prayer and ask Archangel Michael to come and protect her or just to come get me. So after that, nightlight stayed on. Nothing else happened that night. And the next day I went and bought some sage and I saged my entire apartment. Haven't had anything weird happen since then. And coincidentally, she does not talk about the little girl or the clown anymore. Anyway, so that's my story. I tried to keep it short. Hope you like it. We love your podcast and, look forward to hearing more stories to come. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. What's your thoughts on that one?
Well, it starts off creepy with some little girl ghost kind of thing. And then could it get any creepier by morphing into a clown? There is nothing creepier in this world than a clown, because you expect the clown to be kind and sweet and lovable, and you can't trust it. And did you? I mean, I won't even watch It by Stephen King. I don't want to have anything to do with the old version or the new one. Nothing.
You know, I tried watching and I just couldn't get into it. Honestly,
really?
I gave it a shot. I was like, maybe this will be spooky. I don't know. I just, I don't know. I remember watching the original one way back in the day, and I thought that was kind of creepy, but I was a kid too. So I don't know if I'm just like too surrounded by like real creepy shit, like people, in terms of crime and things like that with what I cover over on the Hidden Killers podcast nowadays or what, but I don't know. Ghost stuff, it doesn't really scare me in a very long time. I don't know what it would take to scare me in terms of ghost stuff. It's not a challenge to anything out there that's in my house or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, clowns do freak me out there. The idea, if there was a creepy clown that was coming into my home, I'd be freaking out. I hate clowns. I had a clown in my crib as a child because God knows why parents in the 70s and 80s thought, hey, let's put clowns everywhere for our children. They're not creepy or weird. Was there ever a generation that genuinely loved clowns? Like, seriously, was there ever a generation that thought these are great things? Wow, they're fun and exciting and make me happy. I don't know anyone who's ever
remember generations before us, though. You see old pictures of Halloween costumes and they are the creepiest things ever. So I think the creep factor over time has changed. So
yeah.
Maybe there was a time when people were okay with clowns and really creepy Halloween costumes at the same time.
I mean, have you ever heard of anybody who's like, oh, I can't wait to go see the clowns. They make me laugh. They're so funny and great. Like, no, I mean, no. I every time it's always been weird and creepy, and like you get a balloon animal and you just want to fucking run away and then do some sort of exorcism on the balloon animal because the guy that made it was I do have a funny a story about a clown when Harper was real little. There was this real creepy one that would make balloon animals at this outdoor shopping center that we would go to. And, you know, he didn't look to be in the best of shape or anything like that, kind of rough looking, but a clown nonetheless, and he'd make balloon animals for kids. And even Harper was freaked out by this this clown quite a bit. And I had said in passing to another adult as we were walking by, and I didn't realize that she had heard me, but I said, "Hey, look, it's Fuckles the clown." And she heard me. Uh-oh. Then every time we'd go by, "Look, it's Fuckles the clown."
Oh, God.
Like, yeah. Not thinking, she thinks that was his name, and I'd be like, "No, let's not call him that anymore. Let's just call him Clowny or something." I don't know. And I have a bad, and I have a very bad taste in my mouth for clowns because, not just because I had the one in the crib, but when I was a kid, you will probably remember this. You may have even been at this event, working as a radio person. Downtown in our hometown, they would have like a, I don't know what the hell it was, but it was like, there was like pony rides and something. It was, I think it like National Exchange Bank. And there was a clown on television on, I believe, WXGZ Super 32.
Not Oscar.
Yes. And Oscar was going to do a lot, you know, his show. They were going to tape it there in the parking lot. And there was all these risers and stuff for the kids to stand on. And then Oscar was, you know, up in front. And you know, all these kids are lined up to be on the riser and to be part of the show. There's too many kids. And they did everything, you know, back then, like kind of first come first. So you get there, line up. And I just missed the cutoff to be on the riser. So I did not get to be on the Oscar the Clown show on WXGZ Super 32 in, I don't know, 1989 or something like that. Did you know Oscar? Did you? I didn't,
but I looked him up and sure as heck, there's a picture of him and his real name is Wayne Lowney.
Really? There was also a Cuddles the Clown, I believe, that was on 26.
I don't know if I remember Cuddles.
I think we had like, there was like competing clowns for a little while in childhood. And then, of course, you had Ned the Dead that was on late night on, I believe, Fox 11. And he would play, he wasn't a clown, but he would be like this guy that looked like a, you know, like a zombie type character. And they'd play bad horror movies. And then he'd comment about it. And it was brought to you by Van Vrede's. And I shit you not, in the weird world of shit, there, this was probably, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. I told the story of remembering watching or flipping through Ned the Dead on television when I was a kid. And just kind of, I don't know, it was like a fond memory. And I get done with the show. It was Real Ghost Stories Online. And I was doing other production. I was making radio and TV ads for other things. And I would get random calls from people who, you know, needed stuff done. And this guy calls from Wisconsin and he needed a voiceover for something. Like, okay, cool. And we just started chatting it up a little bit. Like, oh, we knew some of the same people and all that. And he's like, "You ever watch Ned the Dead?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I remember that." It's like, it's weird you bring that up because I was literally just talking about that on my show just a few hours ago. He's like, "That's me."
So his name is Steve, right?
Yeah.
Steve something.
Yep, yeah. Yep. Yep. I forgot what his full name. Yeah. But yes, it was him. And I'm like, "Are you?" It was just of the universe. You know, how that happened, I don't know, but it was very weird.
And I did check it. Yes, there was a Cuddles the Clown, even though I don't remember Cuddles.
Yeah, there was a one on 32 and 26, Cuddles and Oscar. Yeah, both equally creepy individuals.
And not a clown, but on Channel 11, a guy by the name of Uncle Jerry, who was creepy just because he played the part of an uncle. Uncle
Jerry. I don't remember Uncle Jerry.
Do you remember Clubhouse Pow at all?
No, I think that was before my time.
So eventually Uncle Jerry was replaced by a puppet named Barney. But prior to that, Uncle Jerry, it's just creepy. It was just, you know.
Is Uncle Jerry in jail now or whatever
happened? Very well could be. Very well could be.
Uncle Jerry. There's I don't even remember what it's called, but there's one around here, and it's like a daycare center, and it's got the weirdest name, and I forgot what it's like, but it's like Mr. Ned's Daycare. I'm like, this just, I don't think I would ever take my kid there. That just seems weird. It just seems a little bit off. Not saying there's anything going on. It's weird. And I'm sure it's like the best of intentions, but just weird. Anyway, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out on Apple Podcast or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo. Brought to you by Argenix.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.